Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, thank God. Well, drink a toast coming up. The shot of the day is on the way. And another round of Ted versus the FCC. Our question, why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Yo, me and some boys of ours, we went down to Seaside for a weekend. It happened to be New Year's, looking to get kind of loaded with the boys and stuff, just right off the beach. And we brought some so-called questionable fireworks with us to go down there to play with. And we get down there, and we're outside the hotel, and it's getting close to midnight. So we thought, you know what, it's time to break out some of these fireworks. So me and one of my boys decide we're going to go out in the middle of the street there, and we're just lighting our fireworks off just right out in front of the hotel, you know, not really thinking that it was that big of a deal. And evidently somebody thought that that was a problem, so they called the cops. They decide they come and get us, and all of a sudden we're looking at the cops right at our doorstep, and I turn and look, and lo and behold, my buddy's gone. It's just me. The cop comes up, he starts talking to me, probably was there, you know, half an hour talking with the guy, and he's just kind of telling me to behave myself, and just kind of said, you know, you just kind of need to call it a night and go on back. So a little later he left, and then all of a sudden here comes my boy back out from the trailer where he was hiding.
Happy New Year.
Pretty good night, you know.
Happy New Year. That's fair enough, man.
That was a good way to start it off, for sure.
Right. Head under a trailer.
That's a great way to start the new year.
2011. I was underneath the trailer, hiding from K-9 unit. Why are the police here to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola.
Hola, Amber.
Hey. So, I guess long story short, nobody got arrested, but the cops did get called on my mom, and my dad almost died on our front porch.
Wait, and how old were you?
I was just about to start my senior year of high school. This was back in 2011.
Okay, so you're old enough to know what's going on. You've probably seen this before, but not escalate to this point?
Never.
Okay.
What had happened?
So, kind of a backstory. My mom was in the process of moving to Idaho to move closer to my older sister. And my parents were divorced. And at the time, she's like, I'm going to have your dad give some of your stuff that your older sister has. Oh, I can just take it down with me down to Idaho. So we get to my dad's house at around 9:30 at night. And my little brother's in the car. He was 7 at the time. And he's like, I want to go say hi to Shed. And I'm like, you know, sure, okay, whatever. And I go inside and set my stuff in my room. And I come out, and my brother and my dad are talking on the couch. And my dad's like, can you give us some privacy? So I'm like, sure, okay, whatever. And I go down the stairs to get some rest of the stuff. And my mom is like, what's Alex doing? I'm like, I don't know. Talking to dad? What about? I'm like, I don't know. So she sticks her head in the house and says, Alex, come on, it's time to go. And they finish up their conversation. And my brother comes downstairs. And my mom's like, what were you talking to Chad about? And he's like, oh, I was just talking to him about what happened with Katie and Carlos. And backstory on that.
No. We don't need to know. What happened on the porch? Was it a physical altercation?
Yeah. So okay. My mom threw a box of, it had a ceramic bowl in it. She threw that at my dad because he had told her to get out of the house because she started to get very, being very physical towards him. And he's like, get the F out of here. She doesn't leave. She hits him across the face, chest, and belly. He keeps telling her to get the F out of here. She still doesn't leave. She ends up throwing a box with a bowl in it at him, and it shatters all over him to the point of...
Did the cops allow you to leave with your mother?
So the cops get called. My dad gets transferred to St. Francis, and he's got his artery, tendon, and a nerve are cut.
Okay.
On his left foot, where that vein is, an artery and a tendon, and on his right leg, a 6 to 8 inch gash.
Did you end up going to Idaho? Did you, Amber? Did you end up going to Idaho?
Oh no, I lived with my dad.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. I just wanted to make sure that ended the right way.
No,
okay.
Wait. Are you still in contact with your mother? Is she still a little bit out of her mind?
She's always been out of her mind. It's the first time everything's ever gotten physical to that point.
Okay.
But
that's how it should be.
And your dad's doing good?
Yes, he's doing very good. Everything's all healed up, and he's, doing senior baseball for old people.
Oh, good.
Senior baseball for old people.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they advertise. Are you old?
He's probably sitting there like, I'm 45.
I know.
I'm playing in an adult league. It's not a senior.
It's not senior.
I know that if I'm 45 and I'm pregnant, that's considered a geriatric pregnancy, but I'd like to think that I'm not pregnant. Why are the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Noah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
What's happening, guys? So my good story took place back in 99, so some years ago. I was actually 19 at the time, and I was in the Issaquah courthouse on a review hearing for a minor possession charge. So I was just basically there to show the judge that I was doing everything I was supposed to do. So as I was waiting to get called up, there's a gentleman ahead of me. He got brought up. She asked him a bunch of questions, and then she said, hey, I noticed you have a suspended driver's license. How'd you get here today? And I also had a suspended driver's license. So I was listening very attentively. And he says, well, I drove. And she's like, why would you do that if you have a suspended license? And he's like, it's the only way I could get here. I didn't want to get a bench warrant and anything like that. Immediately, she says, arrest him, officer.
Damn.
So this guy gets arrested and taken away. And so now I'm kind of shaking in the boots, and I'm literally called right up after. And so same thing, asking me questions. Did you do this? Did you do this? Yeah, I did all that. And so she said, how did you get to court today? I see that you have a suspended license. And so right away I said, I got dropped off by my girlfriend. And of course she's like, is she here in the court today? I said, no, she had to go run errands. She'll be back to get me. Okay, go do this. Fill out your paperwork and we'll see you in 3 months. So I go do the paperwork. I get in my car feeling all great that I got away with it. I'm at the light, literally right outside the courthouse, when all of a sudden the King County Sheriff is right behind me in my car. So I'm freaking out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, maybe this is just coincidence. Anyways, I get barely through the intersection. He throws on the lights. I get pulled over. He says, Ms. Carlisle, get out of the car. Arrests me. Takes me right back to the courthouse. He puts me right up in front because she was dealing with another case, and I got dealt with. And she said, Ms. Carlisle, not even looking at me or skipping a beat, saying, why did you lie? And I bluntly said, well, that guy told the truth, and you threw him in jail.
What do you think, Judge Judy?
Yeah, it was actually, so I ended up spending 5 days and spent Christmas of 1999 in King County Jail.
Did you really? Do they serve you a special meal?
Yeah, okay. What happens on Christmas Day?
You get, like, turkey and mashed potatoes?
I will honestly tell you, yes, breakfast was wonderful. We got hotcakes, Fruit Loops. All the other meals were terrible. But yes, Christmas
Day, they hook it up. I'm glad to hear that.
I guess then if you really have to get locked up, hope it's at least Christmas Day and get a good meal.
You know what I mean? People are happier there in the jail. Happy.
I like that. Man, it's very Christmas lined up 99. But breakfast was great.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Good, good, Nate.
So, a couple months ago, I was just left the bar and seen that there was a little construction site by a hospital. I'm not going to tell you what hospital because it's still going on for me. But, it was easy enough to climb with the scaffolding around it. So me and my buddy decided we would go up there and smoke a joint. Well, we've been up there before, actually, about 2 weeks ago, and we had no problems whatsoever.
Wait a minute. Wait. You said this is still going on, like this is still legally a situation?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be talking about it on the radio.
I mean, like, I'm just going to give you some...
It's good.
You sure?
So we go up, we climb up this little scaffolding. It's only about three stories, and we're up there smoking a joint. Waiting for this guy who is throwing out the trash so that we could cross more scaffolding to go up another six or seven stories to the roof of this hospital. Okay, so we're just chilling, smoking, when my buddy gets up to go look over the edge and see if that guy's still throwing away trash.
What is going on? What is going on?
Sucker. Mother.
God.
You know what? Okay.
Please keep those words in mind when calling.
I'm done. Yep.
Now back to the program.
It's like our fifth time we've had a dump today. Now, granted, we are asking why were the police there to arrest somebody. But no matter what the story is about, there's seven words that we absolutely cannot say. And the F-bomb, if nothing more, the F-bomb is the worst one. So you gotta know, you can't say that word.
And look, man. We don't need an exact quote. If you say, I looked and I saw a lion running toward me, mm-hmm. you could say, oh, we'll fill in the blank.
Right.
We understand.
Get it. There's a lion running.
Right.
Jeez, a whiz.
Good Lord, man.
Come on. Okay. We'll keep trying. You keep calling.
All right, got bad jokes on the way. The return of Ted versus the FCC. And we've got your emails up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes on the way. Get those bad jokes to us. You can email the bad jokes to at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Also, Ted versus the FCC is coming up too. First time for a few emails here from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
And our question, why were the police there to arrest somebody? Man, oh man, the calls today were just absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. The emails, not so bad.
Guys, my friend was arrested for a robbery at a Walmart. I saw the SWAT team and gang unit going to his house to arrest him. That was a crazy day. Rock on, brothers. Hola, men's room. This is Rob. I had a friend once tell me that he took his parents out to lunch to tell them he got arrested. And apparently, the conversation went something like this. My friend, Mom, Dad, I brought you here because I wanted to tell you something. Friend's mom talking to friend's dad. Oh, honey, he's finally going to tell us he's gay. Friend, what? No, I'm not gay. I brought you here to tell you I got arrested. That from Rob. Guys, when I was 19 or 20, I participated in a sting operation to bust people who sold alcohol to minors or bought alcohol for minors. I got paid $10 an hour under the table, and I did the job for 5 hours. I bought alcohol in one place out of three establishments, and one person bought alcohol for me. Turned out the guy who bought alcohol for me had some serious violent warrants out for his arrest. He was only 3 or 4 years older than I was. Now, I did not, as far as the alcohol control board, they would shut down some bars every once in a while. And there were a couple friends that I knew that had acquaintances that were in on sting operations. And,
really?
And they're exactly right. They would hire friends, but the people that were hired in our community were from outside of the community.
So you don't recognize.
So most of the kids that they brought down were from Masontown, West Virginia.
Those damn Masontown,
Masontown, Pennsylvania.
And okay.
You did not recognize them as anybody who was normal, but that they would get paid a ton of money, and they would bust liquor stores, they would go into bars, they would sit down, they would do all these things, and it was, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night,
sure.
They would say, like, and then, but there were these codes, like, because I knew bartenders, like, the liquor control board is out tonight, you gotta ID everyone, blah, 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 blah. That kind of a thing. And this one comes in. Guys, I work in the criminal justice system, and I'm not S-ing you. The cops and investigators listen to your show, waiting for the dumbass bros who can't help but share and tell their versions of crimes they or others have committed. Your show is entered into evidence at trials.
What?
I am not even kidding, sadly. Is that true?
That's weird, man.
Well, I mean, we do offer the podcast if you like to listen to any of the
episodes.
Are
you actually playing audio of the show?
At the trial?
Damn, that's weird. That is weird, man.
I'd like to be there. That'd be pretty cool.
I would not.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of listeners in one spot. Because they can't leave.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they can't
check
turn
us
the,
out.
They can't turn the dial, and they have to listen to the show.
So would you jump up in the middle of the court? If you like what you just heard, please tune in.
Press one.
Download the app now.
Yeah, I didn't I really never heard of the show. Then I was on jury duty.
That's how we get them.
All right, let's see here. Moving on to the birthdays. Olamacholas, can you guys wish my son Ryan a happy 7th birthday? Can he get the birthday song? How about a little kid face sandwich and a barbershop face sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Rob.
Fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Guys, my son Aiden is turning 9. If you guys will give him a birthday shout-out, he would love it with a Leroy Jenkins, maybe a Joey Chestnut, and some turtle sex. Cheers, guys. That from Brian.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Birthday shout out for my son, Johnny G, who turns the sweet 17. He loves your show. He wears your t-shirts. Can he get some turtle wax with a Leroy Jenkins in the paws? Thanks, guys. That from Claire.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
So wrong.
Aluchelas, it's my boyfriend Andrew's birthday. Could you guys give an original fish sandwich, maybe some turtle wax, and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks so much. We love the show. That from Tierra.
Fish sandwich.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Got a lot of turtle wax today, guys. I want to add a birthday shout out. My name is Jeremy. Whole family, by the way, loves your show, guys. Can I get turtle wax with an uh-oh lookout in the paws and an owl hitting the window? Rock on, bitches. Thanks. Ed from Jay.
Turtles getting a workout.
They really are, man. It's nothing but turtles all day.
Uh-oh, lookout.
Gentlemen and women, I'd like to give a shout-out to my good buddy Alex in Bellingham. Could I get a you like that? It's time to take off the leash and a next collar. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
You like that? You like that? It's time to take off the leash.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Guys, birthday shout-out to my husband, to Brandon, my wonderful husband, who is 25 years old today. Going to get turtle wax with a suck-it-up cupcake in the paws. Thanks, guys. That from Rachel.
It's all about the turtle.
It really is.
Turtle. So suck it up, cupcake.
We're going to have to hire more turtles.
I don't know. Pachelas, my name is Chris, and today is my beautiful fiance Jamie's 31st birthday. We both listen to the show daily. Could you get a suck it up cupcake, the birthday song, and the Dirty Germans wishing her the dirtiest of happy birthdays? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Chris.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, for your birthday, I have an 8-inch gift I'd like to give you, but I have to wrap it first.
Ja, ich würde gerne ein bisschen Schlagsahne auf deinen Kuchen schmeißen.
Oh, the Kuchen schmeißen.
Don't even want to know. Well, I wish the love of my life, Danica, a happy 31st birthday. We listen to you guys every day. How about some turtle wax with a Leroy Jenkins in the paws from her sexual chocolate Mike?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hello, guys. Today is my son Chris's 39th birthday. He grew up in Mississippi eating Vienna sausages. I want you guys to give him the dirty German talk and tell him what he should do with those little Vienna sausages. Keep up the good work. That from Mississippi Rick.
Yeah, you need to take those Vienna sausages and put them in a place. And then let me know how many so we can put that many thumbs there.
Ja, deine kleine Würstchen machen mich sehr glücklich.
Yeah.
All of it through, my husband Dimitri listens to your show all day, every day, when he's working on cars at work or when he's on road trips as well, whenever he possibly can. It's his birthday. I was wondering if you guys could do a birthday shout-out. If you could, that would be the greatest. Maybe a barbershop fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans. Thank you, guys. That from Tiffany.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Ja, for your birthday, I introduce you to celebrity, One-Eyed Ving Rhames.
Ja, ich würde gerne dein Rouladen fressen für dein Geburtstag.
Ooh. One-Eyed Ving Rhames.
Ja, One-Eyed, he has the meat. Ja. Montel Williams.
This is amazing here, this one. It says, lacking birthday karaoke. All of it, Cholos, it's my birthday today, and sadly, my wife is out of town, so no birthday karaoke for me on my 51st birthday.
Limber up!
And my wife failed to email the men's room for my birthday. Spanked again. So I need the Dirty Germans to talk some dirty birthday, making love to myself, maybe an andropenis, if you got that before it, for some added enjoyment. Thanks, guys. That from Brad.
Andropenis.
Yeah, if you're alone for your birthday, but you want to do the karaoke, you must do the solo number 6 position.
Yeah, Händen benutzen.
Guys, today's my dad's 50th birthday. Anyway, you can get a shout out to him. Maybe talk about what's cool when you're 50 with the Dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, when you are 50, what is cool is being with two other people whose ages together add up to the same.
Yeah, 50 Jahre kalt.
Yeah.
50. 25.
Yeah.
Or 23 and 27.
Yeah, whatever
or
you
or 22
need.
And 28.
Yeah, I just stop at 18 to say low.
Or 20 and 30.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a lot of combinations in.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Like Baskin Robbins.
Guys, it's my 55th birthday, and I would love some birthday advice from the Dirty Germans on how to get those darn kids off my lawn. Thanks, guys. That from John.
Yeah, if you want to get the children off your lawn, you must first walk outside naked and then do nothing else.
Yeah, Hammerschlagen.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Bitches.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Uh-huh. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Right, a couple extra emails here. What do we got? All right, this one says, guys, Men's Room Original Red is on tap at the Sunnydale Tavern in SeaTac and Burien. Thanks, bitches. That from Kim. Keep in mind. Anytime that you find Men's Room Original Red, Gold, Black on tap, in bottles, whatever, shoot us an email here to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We will spread the word out so more people will come to your fine establishment. Keep in mind that every time you purchase the red, the gold, the black, a portion of the net proceeds benefit our friends here at the Fisher House. They do amazing work, and they house military veterans and veterans who's they're either seeking treatment for various injuries, or they're hospitalized for one reason or the other. They're going through physical therapy, whatnot, right. And the Fisher House provides a home for their families to be there for the family members for a support system.
And these are very nice homes, yeah. By the way.
So just understand that when you're drinking the beer, you're doing a lot of good as far as the charity is concerned. And we really appreciate that. We don't bring that up very often, but we want you to know that that's an important part of the beer.
And it's a good excuse. When someone says, man, maybe just slow down on the beer, say, hey, man, I'm here to help.
It's charity, man.
Right.
Pull through. Guys, speaking of, let's see here, what is this one? Oh, God. When I worked in a trauma center in Florida, home of heat, humidity, large bugs, and gangrene, I x-rayed an older gentleman's foot. I removed his shoe and sock for the x-rays, and all 5 of his toes came off inside the sock.
Oh.
That's what I thought of when you asked the men's room poll question about a stranger's big toe spending 60 seconds in someone's mouth. Ick. That from Cindy.
Wow.
Couple more here while we have time. Guys, my grandfather, as far as why your grandfather was a badass, or grandparent, my grandfather was a Navy veteran of World War II. He survived Pearl Harbor and was at the 12, 10, and 9-mile mark of the testing of the atom bomb.
Jeez.
And he had 12 kids. Passed away 5 years ago at the age of 87. That from Terry. On something you did once and only once. Gentlemen of Wobbin, during freshman year of high school, I wanted to fit in more with the other varsity baseball players, and one thing they did, they chewed tobacco.
So I decided to give it a shot at the start of the game, and things started off okay. However, in the middle innings, I took a pitch to the back and swallowed it.
Ooh.
Coach realized what happened as I got to first, and knowing it would mess with me, teach me a lesson, he called a steal. I stole second and started to feel sick. The guy at bat roped a double, and after I scored from second, I immediately went behind the dugout and puked for the rest of the inning. Swore it off, and have never tried it since. On the flip side, and since I'm not working for the government anymore, I can admit this. When I got to college and was catching a little more, I had problems with my knees. The best way to solve that wasn't the pain meds the university training staff could provide, as they made me more nauseous than anything, but the weed that some of the football players could get. Man, that stuff helped out a ton.
Yes.
Have a great one, guys. That from Kyle, former unofficial DHS liaison to the men's room. And one, are we done with the emails? I think we are done with it. We probably need to go back in time. To last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
All right. Four.
Peter picks deep chips. Pricks black crocs. Slurps thick shots. Hucks pucks at fleet trucks. Boobies.
Three times fast.
Peter picks deep
chips. Oh!
Wow.
That did not take long.
Wow, that was maybe the shortest Ted versus the FCC we have ever had in the history of Ted versus the FCC. That was absolutely amazing. Let's try it again!
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, man. We were out so late last night. Man, oh, man, what a night trying to come up with some new rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC.
We did great work, though, man. Some of our best stuff.
Yeah, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess, doing some serious trucker speed, that Steve looked at me and he said, you know, I'm not sure if Ted's even going to be there. And this is after hours and hours and hours of coming up with all these rhymes.
But we were already working, man.
Yeah,
so it's like, don't stop now.
So we just kept on working. And we've got a doozy for you today. Then lo and behold, Mike, we came in. And, well, there was a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, perfect.
So we decided to go with that one. Now, one thing that holds true about when we do Ted versus the FCC, Mike normally stands in for Ted a couple times a year.
Sure.
What we have discovered is, Mike, when you take over for Ted versus the FCC, typically it's a guaranteed win. It's like the money field goal guy who comes in every time and he nails it.
Sure.
And
because you can say that Betty batter, but you know, so like this stuff, you already have the gift of saying tongue twisters.
You do. Right. And from the perspective of the listener, one thing that we readily notice is that they all say the same thing. As we say, we need you to read this one time through and three times fast, is that you actually read it one time through and then you focus on reading it. Three times fast.
Right.
Or they will say, not three times louder.
Right. I do try to follow the rules. Okay. There, yeah.
But
you
so
are
far,
known for that.
Just so you know, Mike Hawk, you have been undefeated in your stand-in for Ted.
On Ted versus the FCC. So that's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And as Ted has had a tough time lately, sometimes we decide to just play every miss of the year so far for the year with Ted versus the FCC.
We're going to give you a crack just to make sure Ted gets one back in the win column. So no pressure,
okay.
No heat.
All righty. Okay.
This one, by the way, comes all the way from Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
And
all right.
Our buddy Norm, and I can't remember the affiliate that we have in Nebraska, but I'm sure there isn't one. He sends in his Ted versus the FCC, and it's about a man named Nate, and he stays up late, and it goes something like this.
All right.
Nate, the nocturnal digger, shifts shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country crock. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC, Mike, is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
You know, I may be undefeated in this. I still continue to get nervous every day, especially when I got Nate the Nocturnal Digger, and I almost screwed it up.
Would
right
you
there.
Feel as nervous if I weren't sitting here?
You know, probably
would you like
a
to
little.
Leave?
Probably a little.
Oh
less
no,
nervous.
I'm going to sit closer.
You sure?
I should call my family.
Would it be
real quick.
Easier, Mike, if Steve left the room?
If he walked, maybe I'll just turn this way when I did.
There
we go.
You can see me in the reflection.
Just, oh, right. Dang it! You're right. Something again. Nate the Nocturnal.
All right, here you
digger.
Go, Mike. The way do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and three times fast.
I'm going
to
say it. Nate the Nocturnal Digger shifts shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish in his on his country crock.
three times fast.
Nate the Nocturnal Digger shifts shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country crock.
One.
Nate the Nocturnal Digger shifts shoveling seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country crock.
Two.
Nate the Nocturnal Digger shifts shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country crock.
Oh,
dang it.
Here we go. Thank a you. Win in Ted versus the FCC. And Mike, undefeated streak continues. All right, bitches, bad jokes coming up. Getting ready to go. 844-999. Ola, you can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Bad jokes are coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. 844-999. Ola, it is bad joke time. Get the bad jokes to us through the email at the men's room at mensroomlive.com or call with your bad jokes at 844-999 Ola. But first, to ensure that bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the men's room proudly brings you bad jokes.
Mike Hawks here to kick off the bad jokes.
What do you call a wiener dog in Alaska?
What do you call a wiener dog in Alaska?
A chili dog.
Oh, bad jokes. 844-999 Ola, you are listening to the men's room.
Ola Bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Bad joke time, 844-999 Ola, and away we go with bad jokes.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to bad jokes.
Ola.
Ola.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Small mop who?
That was told to me by my son, and while I did laugh the first time, the next seven times he told me that joke in a period of 30 seconds, it gets less funny. Hello, little band. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I read a study that said that 93% of all people masturbate in the shower, and the other 7% sing a song. You know what song they sing?
What's that?
Well, if you don't know the song, then you probably masturbate.
Yeah, but I got no shame in my game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I've impregnated many a drain.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hello, bitches.
Hola.
So what do you call it when Mrs. Claus wears her pants too tight?
What do you call it when Mrs. Claus wears her pants too tight?
A mistletoe.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. All right, so why don't you take Pokemon in the shower with you?
Why don't you take Pokemon in the shower with you?
Because they peek at you.
Ah, yes, yes.
Hang on, bad jokes, Wobbin. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Lima, Peru. Now, let's face it, technology can be a wonderful thing, and one of the cooler things, honestly, is Google Earth, right? I would assume most people have used it. If you haven't, man, you can zero in on basically your own neighborhood, and maybe you see yourself cutting the lawn in your own backyards, because Google sends cars or planes around, and they have photographed pretty much every available space on Earth that can be done. It's then stitched together. You go to Google Earth, and you can find what you're looking for. The only problem is, when Google Earth does what they do, whatever is happening at the time is permanently on Google Earth. And that's how this man discovered that his wife was cheating on him back in 2013, because of one of the pictures, as he's looking for directions,
There's a familiar woman, who is his wife, sitting on a park bench. And laying on her is a man he does not know. And she is rubbing her hair. She's rubbing his head. Clearly, they are being intimate. And again, this was taken in 2013. So he pulls up the picture, confronts his wife. She admits to the infidelity. And they're now filing for divorce. Mm-hmm. Think about that, man. You're just trying to go through Google Earth and not say, find that. And just so you know, Google Maps and Google Street View, they've also found people dressed as pigeons, an escaped convict. They actually found this guy, the escaped convict, a couple having sex by their car, street robberies, and my personal favorite, a woman giving birth.
They had three different views of that couple.
Oh, yeah.
On top, on the side.
Oh, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get Caller 9 in line for low profile. This 844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.